Welcome to this deep dive. In this lesson, we're exploring critical digital thinking and responsible information sharing. If you've watched the overview, this will build on that. If not, you'll still be able to follow along. Now let's go further by exploring practical examples, future workplace relevance, responsible use, and how you can build confidence with this skill. So, think about the last time you shared a post or a message that turned out to be completely false.
Oh, yeah. We've all been there.
Right. And you probably didn't do it out of malice. You did it because it took, less than 3 seconds for an algorithm to totally hijack your nervous system.
Exactly.
So today we're going to teach you how to hack it back, because we're basically swimming in this massive sea of digital information. And today is really about learning how to navigate it without, thinking.
I love that analogy. And before we can even talk about navigating the future workplace, we kind of need to define the exact tools we're using to steer the ship.
Yeah, for sure. So let's just reintroduce this real quick. What exactly is critical digital thinking, and why is it absolutely non-negotiable for your digital life and, your future career?
Well, the lesson defines it pretty directly. It's about questioning, analyzing, and carefully evaluating online information.
Which sounds simple enough.
It does. But, yeah. I like to think of it like crossing a really busy digital street.
Oh, right. Like you wouldn't just blindly step out into a multi-lane highway of traffic without looking both ways first.
Exactly. And connecting that to your future career, the goal isn't just to be, annoyingly skeptical of everything you see.
Nobody likes that person.
Right. No one likes the cynic. The real goal is to build a solid foundation for informed decision making. It's about becoming a solid digital citizen.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. The individual benefits are super clear, but I think it's the ripple effect of not using these skills that gets really alarming.
Oh, completely. If you look at your daily information feed as a digital supply chain.
Okay, a supply chain.
Yeah, accepting unverified data is basically accepting a massive shipment of contaminated materials right into your factory.
Wow. And you would never do that with physical goods in a professional setting.
Never. Yet we do it with data every single day.
That's wild. So the broader implications here are basically this huge butterfly effect of sharing.
Exactly. The lesson details this whole cascade of negative effects caused by irresponsible sharing.
Like the spread of misinformation.
Right. And then you get severe reputational damage, social conflict, and just a massive reduction in our baseline trust. It really causes actual digital harm. But on the flip side, critical thinking completely improves responsible communication. It boosts your credibility.
Okay, but let me play devil's advocate here for a second and just push back on that.
Sure, go for it.
Is it really a big deal if I accidentally retweet or share one mildly inaccurate infographic? Let's say I share some exaggerated statistic about remote work, or a misattributed inspirational quote. Am I really causing this massive digital harm with one tiny mistake?
You actually are, yeah.
Wait, really? Even a quote?
Yes, but not for the reason you might think. I mean, it is super easy to dismiss a single, slightly off post as just harmless background noise.
Right, it's just a drop in the bucket.
But digital communities rely entirely on a baseline of trust. They rely on a shared reality. So every unverified share, even the seemingly innocent ones, it chips away at that trust.
Oh, I see.
Think of it like littering in a public park.
Okay.
Dropping one candy wrapper doesn't immediately turn the whole park into a landfill.
No, of course not.
But it signals to everyone else there that dropping wrappers is acceptable behavior in that specific environment.
It totally lowers the overall standard for the entire ecosystem.
Exactly. And over time, that degrades the health of the entire digital community.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right. And this is the actual why behind social conflict online. People aren't just disagreeing on opinions anymore. Because of all this irresponsible sharing, they literally no longer agree on a shared reality.
Wow. But okay, knowing that fake news degrades our shared reality doesn't actually stop your finger from hitting the forward button when you see something outrageous.
Right. In the heat of the moment, it's tough.
Yeah. So how do we physically intervene in real situations? Because the most shareable content is almost always the most emotionally charged. How do we recognize when our own buttons are being pushed?
That emotional charge is the exact mechanism that misinformation relies on.
To bypass our logic.
Exactly. It bypasses your critical thinking completely. Misinformation is engineered to target your emotions, to bypass that pause.
So the strategy of pausing before sharing that the lesson talks about, That's not just a polite suggestion.
No, I advise using the pause as a literal built-in circuit breaker.
A circuit breaker. I like that. So how does that actually manifest in practice? Like, what's the trigger we should be looking for in our own bodies?
Whenever you read a post and feel this sudden, intense surge of outrage, or even an overwhelming sense of excitement.
It's like, oh my gosh, I have to tell everyone.
Yes. That emotional spike is the exact moment the circuit breaker needs to trip. That's your cue to start analyzing the evidence quality rather than just hitting share.
I've totally noticed that in myself. You see a headline and you get so mad and you want your entire network to be mad with you.
Misery loves company. Right?
Exactly. But the circuit breaker gives you those 3 seconds to ask, wait, is this actually true or is it just designed to make me angry?
Which is such an important professional skill too. This isn't just about surviving social media drama.
No, absolutely not. The ability to manage this can literally save your professional reputation.
Let's talk about the real-world case study from the lesson.
Oh, the student one.
Yeah. A student encountered a viral claim that was rapidly spreading among their classmates. The easy thing to do would be to just pass it along.
Just to be part of the conversation.
Exactly. But instead, they engaged their circuit breaker. They actively verified the claim first, found out it was false, and prevented the spread within their network.
They acted like a digital firewall.
A digital firewall. That is a perfect way to put it.
They absorbed the threat and neutralized it. So let's expand that student scenario into like a future workplace environment.
Okay, let's do it.
Imagine you are a young professional working at a fast-paced logistics company and an unverified viral claim surfaces on LinkedIn.
Let's say it's a terrifying rumor about a major competitor drastically cutting their prices.
Or a sudden, alarming new federal regulation that supposedly makes your whole service illegal overnight.
Oh, that would be terrifying.
Right. If you take that bait and immediately drop it into the company Slack channel, tagging the executive team without checking it.
Absolute chaos.
You cause total chaos.
You trigger a massive misallocation of resources.
Mm-hmm.
Leadership panics, marketing pivots their strategy, legal works through the weekend.
All based on a complete fabrication, just because one person couldn't manage their own reaction.
But look at the inverse. By applying these techniques, a young professional protects their own credibility, sure, but they also protect their entire team from acting on bad intel.
So the person who can calmly verify, the one who acts as the digital firewall.
That's the person leadership learns to rely on.
Yeah, it's a massive leadership trait. And I think that ties directly into the broader ethics of participating in a digital society, which the lesson really emphasizes.
Ethical participation is huge.
It pushes us to encourage respectful digital discussions and constantly evaluate those sharing risks. There's a core reflection prompt in the material that I want you, the listener, to really ponder.
Which one is that?
How can I become a more responsible digital citizen and information sharer?
That word citizen is doing a lot of heavy lifting there.
How do you mean?
Well, being a citizen implies duties,
yeah.
Right? It implies community maintenance, not just individual consumption. Responsible sharing isn't just about avoiding being wrong in a Slack channel.
Right, it's bigger than that.
It is an ethical obligation to support a healthier digital environment for everyone.
It's basically the digital equivalent of leaving the campsite better than you found it.
I completely agree.
But, you know, wanting to be a responsible citizen is great in theory. You still need the actual tools to do the job. A mechanic can't fix an engine with just good intentions.
No, they cannot. You need a digital toolkit.
Exactly. So the lesson outlines practical application activity for building these habits.
Right, where you evaluate a viral online story.
Yeah, checking source reliability, emotional language, evidence quality, and sharing risks. And it introduces specific practical tools, Google Fact Check Explorer, Reuters Fact Check, and Snopes.
Those are fantastic resources.
But I want to enthusiastically challenge you, the listener, to actually use them today. Take the very next sensational headline you see and run it through Google Fact Check Explorer or Reuters Fact Check.
Just to see the mechanics of verification in action.
Yeah. But actually, for people who haven't used them, how do they actually work? If we use Google Fact Check Explorer, are we just Googling the rumor and hoping for the best?
Oh, no, not at all. And understanding the mechanism here is crucial. When you use the regular Google search bar, you are battling algorithms optimized for engagement and SEO.
You get a lot of noise. Opinion blogs, Reddit threads.
Exactly. But Google Fact Check Explorer is fundamentally different. It queries a specialized, hidden markup language called claim review.
Wait, claim review? So it's looking at the actual architecture of the web pages themselves.
Yes. Journalists and global fact checkers use this specific claim review tag in the background code of their articles.
Oh, wow. I had no idea.
Yeah, they use it to flag official debunks. So Google Fact Check Explorer ignores all the SEO noise and exclusively searches for that verified markup language.
So you aren't just stumbling around in the dark hoping to find the truth?
Not at all. You're using a targeted laser to cut right through the garbage.
That is so cool. And I assume Reuters and Snopes operate on similar principles.
Very similar. They show you their work, the primary documents, reverse image searches, all the data trails. They are rigorous.
So if we distill the ultimate takeaways from everything in this lesson?
There are a few big ones. First, critical thinking improves your digital awareness. Second, responsible sharing reduces misinformation risks for everyone. Third, verification strengthens your personal credibility.
It makes you that digital firewall.
Exactly. And finally, ethical participation just improves online communities as a whole.
It really is an incredible skill set. But I do hear people say that learning all this stuff about misinformation just makes them, like, paranoid.
I hear that too. But honestly, mastering these skills doesn't foster fear of the internet. It actually builds digital confidence.
Because you have the tools now.
Right. When you know how to verify, you can navigate the digital future with curiosity rather than anxiety. You're not scared of being duped.
Because you have that circuit breaker.
You move from a defensive posture to an empowered one.
Okay, before we go, I have a final provocative thought for you to just sort of mull over on your own.
Let's hear it.
As AI gets exponentially better at generating flawless fake audio, video, and text.
Which is happening fast.
Very fast. The sheer volume of digital pollution is going to skyrocket. So in that environment, human verification might literally become the most valuable currency on the internet.
Oh, wow. That's a powerful thought.
Right. In a few years, your most marketable job skill might simply be your ability to prove what is actually real.
It's profound. The tools will absolutely change, but the critical mindset is only going to become more essential.
Definitely. Well, as we wrap up, we want to encourage you to stay curious, stay responsible, and stay future ready.
Absolutely.
And please make sure to explicitly review the end of module study guide and complete the workbook activities. It really helps cement this stuff.
And if you want to guide your continued journey, the lesson provides some amazing further reading materials. We highly recommend checking out the books listed in your module, Factfulness, The Death of Expertise, and Digital Minimalism.
All fantastic reads. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive.
Yes, thank you for listening and for taking the steps to do your part in building a healthier digital world.